Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're back once again on Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being up with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. And everybody that's online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em on Blast Radio, P-U-T-E-M, on Blast Radio. And I'd like to give big ups to Madman UNG Radio, Bipolar Naked. I want to give big ups to Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em on Blast Radio. And everybody out there that's been tuning in and listening, on the fans and everybody, big ups to you guys. And like I said, every show, just be safe and stop the violence. But on tonight's show, we have another guest special out the ATL once again, you know, due to another connect that we have. But now this young lady right here, she goes by the name of Rachel, and we're going to let her introduce herself. And right now, Rachel, say what's up to everybody on Put 'Em on Blast Radio.
What's up? How y'all doing out there?
Doing all good. It's all love. While we got you online, why don't you let everybody know who you are? Let everybody know, you know, a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm from Atlanta, as y'all know. I'm a songwriter, so I've been writing for a long time. And, you know, I'm really good at this. I just, you know, I love music. I love writing. And I've been doing it for years. And hoping just, like, to bust out there and, you know, and write for others. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's what's up. And what made Rachel pick up a microphone and start singing?
I had so many people pushing me, like good friends, like, you know, saying you need to stop holding back, because I'm the type of person where I'm kind of shy, so I might hold back a lot. And if you have a talent, they kept telling me, you need to just go for it, just do it, you know. And so I decided to go ahead and record and stop keeping my music to myself, because I'm a writer, so I'm used to keeping my stuff to myself. And once I started in the studio, I just couldn't stop. It's like a drug. I really love music.
That's what's up. And let the people know, who have you worked with and who would you like to work with in your near future?
Ooh, okay. I only had two producers. The other one I can't even remember. He shouldn't even be remembered. The other one is B-Hood. And Hit City Studios. He's really, really good at what he do. Who I would like to work with? Oh my God, Usher. I would like to write with him. And, you know, and Timbaland, Missy, those types of people. Yeah.
That's what's up. And while we got you on the line, can you give out your information to everybody who want to connect with Rachel?
Okay, you can hit me up on my Gmail, dimediva27@gmail.com. You can also hit me up, MySpace, you know, dimediva.
That's what's up. Is there any shout-outs you might want to give out at this time?
No, not no shout-out. Shout out myself.
That's what's up. It's all good. It's still all love. And I want to ask you, what are you working on right now as far as music, and what do you have, like, in the makings? You know, what do you got going?
Okay. I'm usually do the slow R&B type, so I'm trying to transition into, like, techno, pop. So I got a lot of, you know, share-type music and just that dance club music. So I'm working on that right now.
That's what's up. And what makes you different from everybody else in the industry?
Ooh, what makes me different? Well, I'm not the type of person where I'm gonna form to this certain type of standard the industry wants you to be. I just want to be different. I want to do me, and just me doing me and not worrying about nobody. That what makes me different from everybody. Just, you know, me doing me.
That's what's up. And why should the fans even accept you into this music industry?
I am good at what I do. I love to write. I feel like what I have to say is what everybody has felt before, and I could tell a story like no other. So I just feel like I have a lot to give, as in words.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. What do you and don't you like about this music industry?
Ooh, I don't like. I hate the standard of looks, what they put on looks. Like most artists I've seen today that actually get signed, like, you know, young black artists I'm talking about, they look a certain way. They be like light skin with long hair, real thin, you know.
Like kind of so flawless.
When I see, flawless. You like, oh, you know. But, but when I seen Adele come out, I was like, okay. And her music, it wasn't just like her music on a whole nother level. So when I seen that come out, I'm like, that's what, we need more of that, more real, natural, you know, some good stuff, not just a picture. Because music is just not a picture. It's much more. You know, it's much more.
And right now, we're going to get into a quick break, but I want you to introduce this track right here called Not To, and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
Not This Time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Not This Time, it's about a relationship, basically, when somebody trying to come back in your life and you know they done did so much wrong. It's like, not this time, I'm not letting you back in. Nope.
For real, I understand. And you guys out there, please support Rachel. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we'll be back after these messages.
Think of all the nights I lead up for you, stayed up for you. Wishing I would've just let go of you, stayed far from you. Remember all the lies you told me to control me. And now that we're through, you're begging me to come home. Not this time, it won't happen again. You won't hurt me again. I can't let you in. Not this time. Whoa.
again. I kept laying your ass back in, but baby, not this time, no.
Your ass gotta go.
See, time, time again. I kept laying your ass back in, but baby, not this time, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was Rachel Not Going. Wait, I don't want to mess it up. Say that again, the title of it. Not because I got it as not to. That's the way it came in into mine.
I'm sorry. Not this time.
Not this time. You
not
guys support time. Rachel. Not this time. I don't want to mess nobody's stuff up, but it's all good. I want to ask you right now, we like to have all the artists that come on the show give a positive message to all the young upcoming entrepreneurs and artists coming out. Is there a positive message that you can give to them at this time?
Yeah, it's basically if you have any kind of dream and anything you want to do, just do it. And don't worry about what anybody might say, whether it be family, friends, anybody. Do it. If you feel in your heart that you
want to
do it, you should do it.
That's what's up. You guys heard it out the mouth of Rachel right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And I want to ask you, if you made it in this industry to your peak of your career, how would you give back?
I would want to give back. The process of doing it, I don't know. I would want to help anybody that feels like they want it, and I feel like, you know, you want it. I would give back as in helping anybody with the music because I know the struggle because I'm going through it now. And so to help somebody, not, you know, to help somebody that's struggling like I know I'm doing, if I made it, I would love to do that.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, who do you think is hot and who's not in this industry, whether it's mainstream or underground?
Oof. Who is hot? Let's say who is hot and overrated. I would say like Nicki is a little bit overrated. She's good, but you know, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
I want something new. You know, a new rapper. I mean, she's a little bit overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, how long have you been doing music? Like, how long you been in the game for?
I've been writing since I was, like, 10. I can remember, like, when I was little, I got 5 brothers and sisters. So they would want to play, and I would want to, like, go in the room and just write. So I've been writing since I was 10, but I've been recording ever since 2009.
Since 2009?
Yeah.
That's what's up. And do you think, in your own opinion, do you think everybody should be doing music?
No. Everybody should do music. The music industry is like cutthroat. It's really cutthroat. And I know, you know, and some people ain't going to be able to handle it. I know I can. So if you feel like you're good at whatever you do, you should do it. But not everybody should do it, though. Some people should just sit down and, like, get in the background and do background
music. That's what's up. And what do you think about people doing music for the fame?
Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like the fame. People who do it just for fame. Because I'm not like that. You should have a passion for it. Like, I can't, you know, who cares? Like, who know me? As long as you know what I do, you know my music. That's y'all. Yeah,
that's the stuff. And I want to get into another quick song of yours called You Said, and I want you to let everybody know the concept and the meaning behind this track.
Okay, this is a neo-soul type thing, and it's about a relationship, about a guy. You know how guys be, ladies out there, they be like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, mm-hmm, yeah, you said, and then they dip. So it's about a relationship going bad, basically.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station, Rachel, You Said.
Fuss.
Once again, that was Rachel with that hot single right there called You Said. And don't forget to support all her music. And she's out the ATL. And right now, Rachel, I want to ask you, how would you make a difference inside this music industry?
How would I make a difference? Oh, gosh, that's a good question. You got me stumped with that one. Besides the music, I would like to give back personally to the schools too. Like, you know, I would want to go back to my roots, like from where I'm from. Not just it shouldn't be all about the music. Like, I'm from the west side of Atlanta, from born home. So I would like to go back and give back to the kids, you know, from where I grew up, like just kids in general, and instilling them that, you know, you can do anything you want in life. You just got to keep trying. Just don't never give up.
That's what's up. And shout out to West Side of the ATL. You know, y'all got much love West from California, from Raw Dog Music, and put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And I want to add, if anybody out there that's listening, that's tuning in, they anybody want any kind of interview or anything, please email us at putemonblastradio@gmail.com. P-U-T-E-M onblastradio@gmail.com. And please don't forget to go out and support Rachel. and everybody out there in the ATL, everybody that's been on the show from the ATL, all y'all know who you is, and we still got a lineup of more people from the ATL that's soon to be on the show coming up. And everybody support everybody out there and support all your local artists. Please support them. That's the only how people going to make it somewhere. See what I'm saying? You got to support them. Don't download, bootleg, do all that. You know, go out, spend $10, $20 for a CD and support so the money goes inside the artist's pocket and they can see it. It is what it is. But I want to ask you, what are you looking to get out of this music industry?
Oof, I just want to express myself. Like, to just to do that would be just great for me. I don't really care about the industry. I just want to be able to express myself and make a living at it, too. But to wake up every day and just write and just do the music, that'll be the best thing that could ever happen to me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And do you think as a female, you know, you being a female, do you think it's hard for young females or any type of female to break into this industry, no matter what genre of music that you're trying to get into, due to the fact you have another group of females that, you know, basically, you know, like I said, this is Put Them On Blast Radio, so you got good females and you got hoes. See what I'm saying? Do you think it is harder for the good females to get into the industry like yourself due to the fact you're trying to break in and everybody knows you got talent, but you got the next female that dresses half naked, she got talent, or she might not have as much talent, but she getting in due to her being naked. Do you think it's harder for you as a female to get into the industry because of her or
it
those type females?
Extremely hard. Because you, I mean, it's more women in the world than anything. It's more women than men. So it's extremely hard. It's like more, it's very hard because they, you know, they do a certain type of thing and, you know, a certain type of person want to help them. But you just ask for help and you like, okay, I've been knowing you for like blah, blah, blah. You know, they'd be reluctant to give you that help. But as soon as a, you know, a slut, a floor, you know, whatever, wave, whatever, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's very hard. It's a lot of competition, and it's a lot of people willing to do things that I'm not trying to willing, you know, do all that.
Uh-huh.
It's very hard.
That's what's up. And right now, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast, no matter if it's good or bad? Because you can keep the name anonymous if you want, you know, even if it's us as a host or whatever it is, and hopefully we can talk about it and become cool at the end of the night. But otherwise, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast?
Well, I want to put on good blast, not
okay,
bad.
Okay, it's all good.
Yeah, it's my producer, B-Hood or whatever. He really good at what he do. He's on Watch the Road. He is City Studio, so if y'all ever in Atlanta and y'all be like, okay, you know, I want to, you know, start recording, da da da, because Atlanta's supposed to be the place where you go for music now.
Uh-huh.
And hit up Hit City Studios. And it's on Watch the Road. Google it. You can find it. Just Google it. You'll find them.
Hit City Studios in the ATL on Washington.
He's really good at what he does. Yeah.
Now, is there any last words or anything you might want to say before we end the show?
I just want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in and everybody who tuned in from Atlanta and from wherever. Just thank you for tuning in to listen to my music. And a shout-out to Anita. I know you at work, but you probably is tuning in. But thank you for all the support.
That's what's up. And I'd like to salute you, Rachel, for coming on the show. And I hope you, I wish and you the best and, you know, on your success. And I hope you get everything you deserve, everything you want on your journey. And hopefully you come back again for another interview, you know, when you do more music or anything you got going. You know, please inform us so we can let the fans know and we can help you get the word out. And everybody that's out there, I thank you guys for tuning in. Be safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one, and we need to support all our local artists. Like I said, no matter where you are on this planet, support your local artists. That's the only how we're going to make it anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Support each other. no matter what it is. You got a job, you know, you're a car washer, you know, you walk dogs, support that dog walker. You know what I'm saying? Make him the, or her, the best dog walker there is. You know what I'm saying? So they can get paid. It's all good. And don't pay some people, pay everybody. Don't pay one person because, you know, it's a stranger, but somebody you know, you don't want to pay them. You know, you want to do them bad. Don't do nothing like that. That's scandalous. You don't do stuff like that. So support each other and do what you got to do. And right now, Rachel, I want you to introduce this track right here after the club and let everybody know the concept of this track as you take us out.
Okay. This is a club-type track. What I pictured when I was writing this is like after the club, when the club is out, they turn on the lights. So let's, you know, women think about the same thing men think about. And basically it's about after the club. Do you want to hook up? Hope y'all like it.
That's what's up. Rachel, after the club. You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.
I have a question for you, baby. See, I gotta know, and I wanna know. After the car, we can do some nasty and freaky things. What do you think? 'Cause after the car, I can do this freaky dance only for you, only for you. See, like me dancing around in sexy jeans, sexy jeans. Ooh. Please don't front like you're not really feeling me, feeling me. I know I can be the girl you really want in your dreams, in your dreams. So let's forget about everyone and do what we want to do.
Freaky thing, what do you think?
them freaky things I will always do.